Jeremy Bradley here, again celebrating 10 years on the radio. I can't believe it. And we're in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Again, pv.jbonair.com is where we have all of the pictures and audio. And we've got some pretty cool video, hopefully, fingers crossed. I'm at a Wildlife Connection. I'm with Eduardo. We're about to, you're telling me, swim with dolphins in the wild. They're not in an aquarium. They're not in a fish tank. They're out in the ocean?
That's right. It's the first company in Mexico does that. Just swim with dolphins in the wild, because we want to promote a different thing. Instead of going to a swimming pool with captive dolphins, it's better to do it in the right way with free dolphins. That's right. Why we're doing
it. And so how do you start this? Because I know that you were saying just a few minutes ago that there's several different families, or what is it, of dolphins, that you've been doing this so long that you've discovered them and you know where they are and which ones they are.
Well, we start first with a little bit of research. Actually, it's part of a research program that. And what we first doing was to identify if the dolphins there were residents or they just migrate and come in here time to time. Then we discover the residents, and then we discover we have at least three resident groups of bottlenose dolphins living inside the bay. And each group, they have like their own territory. And basically, we're working just with one of the groups. We know the other ones, but basically, we were working just with one. And there are around 130 dolphins. And now we're doing something else. We're trying to do, in our research, the social behavior on dolphins and the relationship between them and things like that through the photo ID.
You were saying at the beginning that you're not in control of this tour. They are. And so it all depends on if they're comfortable, if they're... How do you know if they're happy and they want to do this or not? They just swim away if they don't want to?
That's right. If I approach the boat to them and they swim down and stay longer time under the water, I know they're not want to surround that. Mm-hmm. But if they approach to the boat on surface, then we have a very good chance to swim with them. And most of the time they stay, you know how to swim with them, to go down and interact with them. That's the point here.
And there's a great educational component to this at the beginning. So before everybody goes out, you show some slides and you really educate people about even the history of mammals in the water, right?
That's right. It's part of that. The program is not just to swim and enjoy the dolphins. It's to learn a little bit about them. And also, we're trying to educate the people to do this, because this is the right way to see dolphins. It's not in a swimming pool.
I was looking at the back of your shirt. You've got the saying here, right? These gentle creatures deserve our respect, which is absolutely true. So we're about to head out on the boat. And when we come back, I'm hopefully going to see... Oh, no touching them. We're going to see them. We get up very close, but no touching the dolphins. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll have some pictures and video for you at pv.jbonair.com. We'll be back right after this.